It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Well, it's a pretty quick turnaround. We had a couple local football state champions from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we quickly turn around and bring you coverage of high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9, alongside Crendon and Kyson Prophet with the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Colin Fellkamp is our studio producer. I am Brandon Tabman. It's the Big 7 in the Northeast Kansas League to kick off the regular season from Jackson Heights High School here tonight, home of the Cobras. They take on the Panthers of Royal Valley as we're getting set for the first of two games. Girls coming up here in just a few minutes, and the boys' game will follow. But Crendon again, man, it turns over pretty quick, and obviously it's a brand new year. And when we look at this girls' game, both teams losing very good, talented seniors from quality teams a year ago. More particularly, let's start with the home team here in Jackson Heights. They lose 2,000-point scores. Two of the best players in school history with Canyon Olverding and Kaylee Thompson no longer here. This has some potential to be kind of a different year than what the Cobras have been used to over the last 4 or 5 years, where they're winning 16, 17, 18 games and making a push. This is a different roster under Madison Massey this year.
Yeah, Coach Massey made a good point on your show. Losing Olverding and Thompson, you know, they did what you want to do. They boxed out, they were lengthy, and you know, both successful in rebounding and shooting. But coming to this year, you know, what a lot of people might say is a down year. You have a special group of girls who can make a storm happen. Right now, predicting they're predicted to go 6 in the NAKL, and you know, this group of girls, I mean, I think they can, they have a lot to prove this year. They have a lot of talent. Bryn Shoup, Savannah Cattrell, Taylor Bosley, she didn't get a lot of starts, but she got a lot of varsity minutes last year. And of course, Dawson Cochran, she's been able to come in every year since her sophomore year. And you know, she's a forward, you know, that she can pass outside and take those 3-point shots. So I'm looking forward to see this whole team play pretty well tonight for the Jackson Heights Cobras.
Yeah, again, the head coach, Madison Massey, of course, last year, an 18-5 season. They tied for second in the NEKL. 13-3 was their league record, but they ran into a Riverside team that would go on to finish runner-up in the Class 2A state championship in the sub-state final. So Jackson Heights, just like normal, again, they were just one win away a year ago from getting back to the state tournament, but ran into a very good Cyclones team out of the Big 7. They were unable to do so. So it certainly is a different look for head coach Madison Massey and company. Now let's go to the other side, Royal Valley. You know, they lose a 1,000-point score as well. And Kennedy Bryan, first-team All-League for multiple years. She was an honorable mention All-State selection. Alyssa Ladson was also a first-team selection. And they still had a rough go. They were just 4-17, but they had two first-team All-League players. They as well are going to have kind of a light rotation here, at least to start the season, and a lot of new girls kind of getting their first taste of varsity.
Yeah, they're going to have Avery Stidham, who last year she was able to average 2.6 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per game. A big player who was injured last year, Allie Sheets. She's a 5'4" senior. She was a junior last year, but this year she's looking to make an impact on her return. And, of course, you cannot forget Samantha Kloss, the 5'10" junior, who's a Division II, well, right now commits for softball. And, you know, she's an all-around athlete, but you know, we talked about this in early. Who's going to probably play the best on this court tonight? Samantha Clark.
Yeah, she arguably might be the best player on the floor. But we'll get you the starting lineups and the tip-off of our basketball season opener after a timeout here on KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello, this is Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate. Although home values and interest rates have increased, there is still buyer demand. Life circumstances change and people still need to buy and sell property. As interest rates have increased from historical lows, the current rate reflects nearly the 30-year average of 7.74%. Being prepared to know your buying power will help you move quickly. Consult with a realtor at Kellerman Real Estate to consider if now is a good time to buy or sell. At Kellerman Real Estate, we live, work, and play today where you do.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Westland University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network sports director, Brandon Tadman.
Well, you heard it right there. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, alongside Crendon and Kaizen Profit here with the Cobra Channel. Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. Again, I'm Brandon Tadman. Jackson Heights in Royal Valley, the girls' game just moments away from tipping off. The boys' game will follow as the basketball season is here. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with David Boucher and the Royal Valley Panthers, 4-17 a year ago. They will go like this. In the backcourt, Avery Stidham is a 5'5 junior. Kibo Throssell, also in the backcourt, is a 5'5 sophomore guard. Crendon mentioned Allie Sheets, who was injured a year ago, but she is also back for a senior season. She'll be a key piece for David Boucher and co. Again, the 5'4 senior, Allie Sheets. Athena Broaddus, a 5'9 junior, and just one of the better all-around athletes in the Big 7, Samantha Klotz, the 5'10 junior. Again, rounding out that top five for David Boucher. So again, it's Stidham, Throssell, Sheets, Broaddus, and Klotz. For Jackson Heights and head coach Madison Massey, sophomore Bryn Shoup, junior Jennifer Buck, junior Savannah Cattrell, junior Taylor Bosley, and senior Dawson Cochran. Cochran was an honorable mention selection in the league last season. So again, for Massey, it is Shoup, it is Buck, Cattrell, Bosley, and Cochran. Both these teams fairly new looks. Both these teams losing quality seniors and 1,000-point scorers from last season. But certainly two of the better coaches and well-seasoned coaches here in our Northeast Kansas League area. So here we go. It's the Cobras and the Panthers. Home white uniforms for the Cobras. Green numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in gold. You got the All Blacks for Royal Valley. They got purple numerals and white lettering. They are trimmed out in a combination of white and black. Royal Valley from right to left. Cobras from left to right here in the first half as we're up top the bleachers here at Jackson Heights. And the basketball season is underway here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is Royal Valley with the opening possession. They reverse it here to the left side. This is Stidham. Puts it on the dribble. Zone defense to start here for the Cobras. Good right side pass into the corner. Now thrown into the backcourt. And that's going to be an early turnover on the Panthers. It goes over and back. And a good job by the Cobras defense forcing that early turnover.
Yeah, Taylor Bosley almost able to make a play in there for the steal. But, of course, Stidham just getting there, which resulted in a turnover.
So Cattrell near side to throw it in right next to the Royal Valley bench. And head coach David Boucher dumps it right into Cochran, the junior, the honorable mention selection in the Northeast Kansas League a year ago. Top of the key, it's Bosley, the junior. Right side it goes to Shoup. She works it back in between the circles out high. And a right side pass is picked off. Going up the other way is Stidham. Left-handed layup is no good. Offensive rebound is put up. And that one is no good by Athena Broaddus. And then she is fouled. And the first opportunity at the stripe will go to Royal Valley's Athena Broaddus. Nice offensive rebound and stick back try. She's going to shoot two. And the foul was on Shoup for the first foul of the game. Broaddus 2.7 points per game a year ago, and she gets into the books with the first free throw of the season. Also averaged 3 rebounds and not quite 2 assists per game. The 5'9 junior going to need to take a big step up for David Boucher, and she's good on both free throws. And a 2-0 start here for the Panthers on the road. Cobras quickly into the front court, and it's out of bounds and off the hands of Cattrell. Couldn't catch it in the far side corner. And a turnover by Jackson Heights. So both teams have turned it over here early. Royal Valley out to a 2-0 lead, 45 seconds into this opening period. In a zone defense for the Cobras, Stidham kicks it left side. This is Throssell in the corner. Now they want Klotz inside through her hands, and that one's taken away. Another turnover. Cobras pushing it quickly into the front court. Top of the key, it's Cochran. She'll set. She'll fire a deep three. It is nothing but nylon. Dawson Cochran, a downtown triple. And just like that, the Cobras take their first lead at 3-2. No hesitation from deep atop of the key. Left side pass Throssell now for the Panthers in the left corner. She'll skip it to the right wing through the fingertips of Sheets, but she's able to pick it up near midcourt. Sheets back left side in the corner to Throssell. Top of the key goes to Klotz. Triple threat. Now Sheets to Stidham. Throssell in the corner. Here's Broaddus. Back to the corner. Stidham a three, and it's well short. It's an air ball and a rebound for Dawson Cochran. She'll push the tempo down the middle of the floor. Left side pass, 3-on-2 break. Now it's back to 5-on-5. Good transition defense here by the Panthers. 3-2 our score. Cobras by one. Not quite 2 minutes in. Right side pass. Panthers going man-to-man here early. High ball screen. And working in the lane is Bosley. Puts up a shot. Good with the left hand.
Yeah, great screen set up by Jen Buck.
Jennifer Buck with the screen. Get a partial assist for that one. A 5-2 start and a 5-0 spurt after the Panthers have the first 2 points on the board. And sticking in that zone defense for head coach Madison Massey. Here's a left side three by Stidham. That is an air ball, but Broaddus able to nab a rebound, and now it's knocked around, and a foul is going to be called. It was nearly taken away by Shoup, and then she hits the deck and was pushed over, and that foul is going to be called on Stidham. That is her first and team foul number two.
Jackson Knight's already getting off to a good rolling start. That three-point shot by Dawson Cochran, and of course that layup by Taylor Bosley, and you hope that progression continues.
So here is Shoup into the front court. The sophomore works it left side. Now short corner left. Backs up into a shot from 15. That one is no good. A little bit strong, and a rebound for Samantha Klotz. Stidham into the front court quickly. This is Sheets. Lost control. It's on the block. Broaddus now had it. Now a couple bodies hit the floor. Ball still tipped around. Somehow Klotz able to come away with it. Here's a three by Wawasik, who just checked in. That is an air ball. And Klotz, a near great effort on a save attempt, but that one is out. And it will be Cobras basketball.
Yeah, that's three straight air balls now for the three-point shot. You know, that's something you want to clean up if you're Royal Valley. But, of course, those shots will become crisper.
Both these teams losing 1,000-point scores. Cobras lost 2,000-point career scores. That should be a push-off. It is, and that's an offensive foul on Bryn Shoup. Good defense by Avery Stidham to keep her feet in check. And that was a clear shove off there with the left hand by Shoup, and Shoup has to come out. She's got two fouls.
Yeah, it looks like an NFL running back throwing a stiff arm right there on the near sideline.
That'll bring in the sophomore Chesney Cochran. Just past the five-minute mark here in the opening quarter. Basketball season openers here tonight across the area. 5-2 Cobras. Royal Valley here on the road with the possession down three. Here's Klotz, top of the circle. Right side pass, it goes to Stidham. Knocked out of her hands. But gets it back. Left side now, it goes to Sheets. And a whistle and a foul on a drive attempt. This one will be on the floor. And it's Chesney Cochran picking up her first, just checking in. So, of course, Crandon, we haven't mentioned yet the new rule with the foul changing. There's no more one-and-one free throws. It's five fouls each quarter, and then you're shooting two. And there's a nice move inside by Athena Broaddus, who's got all four here for the Panthers. And a one-point game at 5-4. So, again, going back to that new change. You know, seven fouls was kind of the number that would get you into the one and one. That's not the case. Nice drive by Cochran, but she's blocked inside. And Klotz coming away with another rebound. They push it up the floor. Here's Wawasik, a little step in Jay from 10. That one no good, just short off the iron. And a rebound by Catchrell. Now Catchrell pushing the tempo. Quickly picked up at midcourt by Wawasik. A couple of passes working left side. Cochran a three. This one's strong off the heel. But a backside rebound by her sister Chesney. Now a left side three by Bosley is too strong, and it's deflected out of bounds, and to Royal Valley it goes.
Yeah, some good rebounds from Jackson Heights there, but, you know, the greater defense proven by Royal Valley Panthers.
A 5-4 Cobras lead at 3:45 clock moving first period. Panthers into the front court, going right to left here in this opening frame. This is Sheets with it, right side on the wing. They reverse it back left side. Now Broaddus gets a touch on the block, turns through a double team, throws up a wild shot into traffic, and is bumped and fouled. And she will go back to the free throw line, and Chesney Cochran again, who's played probably no more than 60 seconds, picks up her second.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Brandon, we got one foul away from the Jackson Knights home team here, and that puts us immediately into the double bonus for the Panthers, so they get to shoot that two shot no matter what here.
And Broaddus looking good at the free throw line. She's 3-for-3. She's got all five of the Panthers' points. And a 5-5 tie at 3:34 left in this opening frame. Quick sub on the floor. As Throssell comes back into the game here for David Boucher and company. Second free throw good. Broadus now 4-for-4 at the line. She's got all six. And a 6-5 Panthers lead. Multiple lead changes here early. Dawson Cochran now a touch right wing. Over the shoulder pass inside. Deflected by Broadus and a steal. Second turnover by the Cobras. Here's Throssell. Short corner left. Good kick. Left side three by Wawasik. This one a little bit strong. Clots a rebound. Puts it back up and in. It was only a matter of time before the 5'10 junior Klotz got on the board. It's an offensive rebound and stick back. And just like that, a 6-0 spurt by the Panthers. They lead 8-5. Here's Cochran stepping back behind a screen. Fires a three. This one not there. And a rebound for Broadus. A one-and-done possession there for the Cobras. You see that advantage inside with the post play from Broadus and Klotz here early. 8-5. Panthers by three. 2:42 left here in this opening quarter. Here's Throssell, a three, hits the rim twice and trickles out. And a rebound for Jennifer Buck for the Cobras. Working back from left to right. Here is Catchrell down the middle of the floor. Now Dawson Cochran, a baseline drive all the way to the rack, short off the front iron. And it's going to be called for over the back on the rebound attempt. And Crendon, this is not an ideal start with this Lady Cobras team. Not a very deep rotation, at least expected here early on, and they're already getting themselves into some early foul trouble.
Yeah, a foul trouble indeed. I think that's the big issue right now that they need to just clean up. You know, shots can come in, of course, as the game goes on, but one thing that needs to kind of be settled immediately is, you know, playing cleaner ball. Right now, you've already made the five fouls. Of course, once this quarter ends, that will reset back to zero. That's one of the new rules, is every quarter it goes back to zero for team fouls. But, yeah, Jackson Heights definitely needs to clean them up.
Well, at the line, it's Kibo Throssell, the 5'5 sophomore guard. She is a little bit strong, no good on the first attempt. And we'll get a second, 8-5, the Panthers lead. And she makes the second, make it 9-5. First point of the season for Kibo Throssell. 2:22 clock moving first quarter. Cobras got it back, working left to right, trailing 9-5. Here is Bosley with it, works around a screen. Good help there by Broadus. Wrapped a pass around into the left corner. Now back to the top of the key. Here's a long two on the way that's short. Long rebound chased into the corner. Stidham has it for Royal Valley. Now Stidham pushing the tempo a little bit. Three on three. Stop dime. Kicks it right. Throssell, top of the key it goes. This is Wawasik. Back to Throssell in the right corner. Broadus, a post touch. Turns into a double, and they call a jump ball. Good defense inside by the Cobras, and that's a turnover. Third turnover by Royal Valley. Cobras get it back. Under 2 minutes to go in the first. A 9-5 Royal Valley lead. They're on a 7-0 run. Here's Bosley down the middle of the floor, looking back to her head coach and Madison Massey getting the play call. Here's Catchrell off his screen. Little pick and roll action. Nicely done, and a foul's called. That'll put Jennifer Buck at the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, well, I see a pick and roll by Jennifer Buck just coming outside of the paint and then being able to take it, draw the foul.
So this is junior Jennifer Buck at the free throw line. At 1:41 to go, the lefty fires the first, and that one no good. 9-5 our score. Panthers up by four on a 7-0 run. Buck trying to at least make one out of two. Dribbles three times. The lefty fires off the heel strong, tipped around, and a foul on the rebound attempt is going against Jackson Heights. I think they get Catchrell with this one, and they do, and that is her first. And here we go again, more free throws coming up here for Royal Valley. This will be attempts 7 and 8 here in this quarter. And the one you want to have right now on the line is Broadus. She's 4-for-4. There's the announcer Jinx, right? When I say it, she's strung off the heel.
Yeah, we talked about
now she's 4-for-5.
Talked about before the game, your luck hasn't been too great coming into the game.
No, thank you.
And I think that continues a little bit.
Broadus has looked good. 6 points and three rebounds. She goes 0-for-2, but Klotz gets an offensive rebound. Now a three, Wawasik on the right wing. That is an air ball, but Throssell with the offensive rebound, keeping it alive. Now Klotz trying to get it back to the top of the key. Stidham now steps in, fires a jump shot, nearly banked in, but no good. Finally, after three tries there, Bosley able to clear it away here for Jackson Heights. Here's Emma Sides, a sophomore who's into the game now. First touch for her. Here's Cochran, a straight triple. This one not there, a little bit strong. Klotz able to let it go out of bounds, and it goes back to Royal Valley. 71 seconds remaining in the quarter, still 9-5. A little bit of a scoring drought for both teams here. Broaddus will get a much-needed breather. Sheets will check back in. They go a little bit smaller here, this rotation for David Boucher. But Broaddus again, very good for Boucher here in the first quarter with 6 points and three rebounds. Coming up on the final minutes of this opening quarter. Russell top of the key, right side pass. It goes here to Sheets. Sheets back to Klotz. Still his own defense here for the Cobras. Now Sheets another touch. They reverse it around the perimeter. Left side to Throssel. They go to Klotz on the block. Little turnaround fade. And it spins in there. Toilet bowl Styles. What a quick move. And beautiful finish by Samantha Klotz. She has 4. 11-5. Now a 9-0 spurt here with 40 seconds to go. Try to go inside. Cochran had it tipped away. Well, Bosley able to reset up top. We're down to 30. We'll see if Cobras want to play for a final shot. They could if they'd like. Outside, Cochran another touch. Left side it goes to Bosley. She'll fire a three, and she buried it. Much-needed triple for Taylor Bosley. Makes it 11-8 with 20 seconds to go. That's kind of one of those shots where you just kind of stop the bleeding. Stidham in the paint, throws one up off the heel twice. Nearly dropped. It's no good, but free throws coming up, and another foul for Jackson Heights. Let's see the guilty party here. They go with Buck, and that is her first. And this puts Stidham at the line for a pair. And she banks in the first one. First point of the night for Avery Stidham, a 5'5 junior, makes it 12-8 Royal Valley. Got 11 seconds to go here in the opening frame. Second strong off the heel, tipped around to the backcourt. Sheets able to gather. Now 7 seconds. Royal Valley gets another opportunity here. Stidham to Throssel, short corner. Back to Stidham. She's got 2 seconds. They need to throw something up. They get it off in time. This will be good, but it's short. A three nearly went in for Sheets, but that takes us to the end of the quarter. It is 12-8 Royal Valley. The basketball season is underway, and we're back for the second quarter right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Getting ready to start the second quarter here at Jackson Heights, Royal Valley with a 12-8 lead as the basketball season is underway. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Panthers with the opening possession of the second quarter. Pass tipped out of bounds. And the Panthers will keep. Good help side defense there by Cochran. And this will be Wawasik to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Letting the play develop, looking for Broaddus in the corner. That first check not there. Now swinging it back to the top of the key with Sheets. Right side it goes, Wawasik. And won an over-the-top pass, and this one is picked off like a defensive back in the secondary. A shoot came away with that one. Fourth turnover by the Panthers. Now the Cobras nearly turning it over on their way down the floor, but I think they're going to get bailed out with a foul. And Royal Valley's Pano Wawasik will pick up her first.
Yeah, Wawasik, she did a good job extending her arm here trying to get that, but of course she wound up drawing a foul going for the ball. But otherwise, good hustle and effort.
Broad has 6 points to lead the Panthers here in the first half, and Bosley with 5 to lead for the Cobras. Here is Catchrell, top of the key, picks it up prematurely, now finds Bosley in between the rings out high. Left side pass, it goes to Catchrell on the wing, gets a Cochran screen, a little pick and roll action, nicely done, it's in there for 2. Beautiful two-man game right there, a little pick and roll. And Cochran now with 5, matching Bosley, and it's 12-10.
Yeah, I like to see the beautiful pick-and-roll action that Jackson Knights has now been able to convert twice on.
Well, they took a lot of threes in that first quarter. That was really the first effort we had seen, them really trying to get it inside, and that earned them a quick bucket. A minute into this second quarter, Throssell left side pass, open for three, it Sheets, and she got it. The 5'4 senior, Allie Sheets, cans a triple. She missed all of last season with an injury. Head coach David Boucher really liking to get her back into the lineup. She cans her first basket here of 2023. 15-10. As the Panthers extend it back to five, trying to answer as Cochran, she airballs a three and right into the hands of Wawasik for the rebound. Wawasik, a 5'9 freshman, good height, brings it up the floor herself. Throssell in the corner, up top it goes to Stidham, puts it on the dribble twice, now to Throssell on the right wing, back to Stidham, left side it goes, this is Sheets, where she hit that three. Now inside, Wawasik just turns and fades and throws one up and banks it home. Two for Wawasik, her first bucket, 17-10. Little 5-0 spurt, Panthers have their, are now tied for their largest lead here of the first half at 7. 6 minutes to go in this first half, 17-10 our score, Royal Valley with a 5-0 spurt. They go inside, this is Buck, throws one up, shot no good, but a foul. Free throws coming up here for Jackson Heights to stop this little mini Royal Valley run. They had one as well in the first few minutes of the first period. They get Stidham with her second, and team foul number two here in the quarter. Buck back to the line, she's 0 for 2, make it 0 for 3. 5:54 until halftime, 17-10. Quick sub back on the floor. Klotz is in. We'll see Chesney Cochran back in as well, replacing Cattrall. And as we mentioned in the pregame, these rotations for both of these teams, at least early on, pretty light. About 6 or 7 deep at most. There's another miss, but an offensive rebound for Dawson Cochran, and she missed the putback. Had an opportunity there, couldn't quite get it. Klotz will clean up that second miss, her fifth rebound of the half. Here's a three by Sheets. It's an air ball. And this one cleaned up here by Chesney Cochran. Pushing the tempo, Cobras, a couple bodies hit the floor, and that one is thrown away. A turnover by Jackson Heights. Stidham, one on three. She's got the negative side there and backs it out to the right wing. They go inside. Broaddus up and good. Deep post positioning for Athena Broaddus. And how about Athena here? 8 points and 3 rebounds, and Madison Massey wants a timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Boy, Athena Broad is here. We'll keep it right here. It's just a 30. But 8 points in this first half for the 5'9 junior. She averaged less than 3 points per game last year. David Boucher told me earlier in the week she was really going to have to make it, take kind of a step forward and be a bigger piece. Well, right now she's been a dominant force inside.
Yeah, an absolutely dominant force. She's been working the paint really well. She's been able to go 4 for 6 in the free throws. So she's just able to really work through that physicality and draw those fouls. And especially with these new rules, she's been able to get those, double bonus immediately. And it's proven really well. She already has those 8 points. A lot of rebounds. Wouldn't be surprised if you saw a girl like her finishing with a double-double by the end of this game.
19-10, largest lead of the half here for Royal Valley. Still over 5 minutes and counting in this first half. See if the Cobras can kind of stop the bleeding here out of the timeout. Here's Shoup. Chesney Cochran a touch. Top of the key, it goes to Buck. Right side, this is Dawson Cochran. Inside to Chesney. Good positioning. A little fadeaway Jay. Off the rim twice. No good. Fighting for the rebound inside. Somehow Shoup able to come away with it. And packs it out to the left wing. They'll reset. Wants a high ball screen. Gets it from Chesney Cochran. Had it knocked away by Throssell. A near steal. But taken back by Jennifer Buck. Here is Bosley with the basketball. And then a lazy pass that was swatted out of bounds. Good hands there by Stidham. And it will stay with the Cobras as Pano Wawasik will check back in here for Stidham. 4:44 left first half. 19-10 our score. Panthers by 9. Cobras with the ball. In the front court, far side of the floor to throw it in. And Bosley has it now in between the rings out high. Dumps it in to Chesney Cochran. Near side block. Little turnaround step through shot is good. And somehow spun it in there over a couple trees down there. And that's first points of the season for Chesney Cochran, the sophomore. Gets it back to a 7-point game, 19-12. Coming up on 4:20 to go in this first half. Well, the Cobras have stayed in this zone for a majority of this first half. Panthers have done a pretty good job. They go inside to Broaddus. It's been kind of the story here through two, and she draws the foul. So they're staying aggressive and finding Broaddus on the block. Even through a double team, fights her way through and back to the line for two. And Buck picks up her second. And Broaddus will shoot two. 8 points here in the first half to lead all scores. She is 4 for 6 at the line. Well, she hit her first four. Now she's missed three straight. She's 4 for 7. 19-12 the score.
I think you might take the blame on that one.
Look, I already called out the announcer jinx, so once you call it out, it resets.
It resets.
And
well,
she missed them both again, but there's Klotz with another offensive rebound, but then she threw it away. 5 turnovers here in the half by Royal Valley. 4 minutes down, 4 to go in the second quarter. 19-12 is our score. Panthers up by 7. Cobra's trying to chip away and shoot nearly threw it away. Now it's a battle at midcourt, and it's going to slowly roll out of bounds. It's last touch by the Cobras, and Jackson Heights will turn it over.
I'll tell you what, Royal Valley has made the passing lanes very dangerous tonight. It almost feels like you're constantly, you know, passing into a double coverage spot. It's just really hard for a team to find open player.
Wawasik, left side on the wing, up top to Throssell, dumps it inside. Good positioning here for Klotz, throws one up and gets it off the window with a kiss. Klotz now with 6. She's on pace for a dub-dub, 21-12 at 3:35 to go in the half. Just fundamentally sound with Klotz and Broaddus inside. Those two have been tough to guard here for the Cobras. And now a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. They will get Throssell with her first. Neither team in the bonus quite yet. Third team foul on the Panthers here in quarter number two. Austin Cochran will throw it in near side right in front of the Royal Valley bench. And it's taken away by the freshman Wawasik. Just picked it off. Another turn by the Cobras, make it 5 in the first half. Wawasik into the front court, right to left she goes. Now they dump it into Broaddus, right underneath, quickly double, throws it up, and the shot is good, but they say it's on the floor. Broaddus threw 2 to 3 defenders on multiple possessions. They are really making an emphasis here to get her the ball inside, and although she threw one, it's going to be no good. The foul's on the floor, and that's going to be 3 on Jennifer Buck. Just the second foul of the quarter. Broaddus into the right corner, getting it on the inbounds pass. Now they set it up for Wawasik for 3, and it's nothing but net, and now she hits the floor and she's hurt. Wawasik's got 5, and they're going to have to stop play because she landed awkwardly on her ankle. And she is down after hitting that triple to give the Panthers a 24-12 lead at 3:05 to go, and now we have a stoppage for an injury.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I mean, Wawasik, she's had an amazing second quarter so far. She's already put up 5 points in the second quarter, a 3-point shot, and an amazing layup as well to add on to it. I mean, the beauty in that 3-point shot was amazing, which added on to the second 3-point of this of the Royal Valley team tonight.
Well, we'll keep it right here. Both teams going to their respective benches as that was from the right corner, and she just came down a little awkwardly, and they're looking. Head coach David Boucher is out there. Looking at that right ankle. But I'll tell you what, we knew about Broaddus, we knew about Klotz coming in, but Wawasik, again, a 5'9 freshman. We've seen her multiple times in this first half. She'd get the ball, bring it up herself like a point guard. I mean, she's got the size of a post player, but she's handling it like a guard. That's a really nice piece to have if you're David Boucher. Obviously, you're hoping for the best. Nothing serious with the injury here, but she certainly had an impressive first half. And, you know, Broaddus has 8, Klotz is on pace for a dub-dub. She's got 6 points and 6 rebounds. Kind of a quiet 6-6 for her, but Wawasik has been super impressive. Now on the other side for Jackson Heights, seems like for the most part they're kind of living and dying on the three ball. They've taken a lot of threes here in the first half. They've only hit a couple, but we saw that one little pick and roll where they got a nice look inside and Cochran was able to put one in. I think they need to do a little bit more of that. Try to get a little bit more inside out and not rely heavily on that 3-point shot as they do get Wawasik up and walking back to the bench under her own power. It does have a heavy limp there with that right ankle.
Yeah, one thing I want to add on, I feel definitely tonight so far Royal Valley is dominating the paint, whereas Jackson Heights, they're looking to dominate the 3-point line. I think Jackson Heights needs to look towards inside the paint more. And, you know, well, with Royal Valley, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, just, again, I am no medical person in any way, shape, or form, but just kind of looking at Wawasik, the way she is putting very little pressure on that right ankle and just kind of the way she's kind of looking like she's in pain, no doubt. It's just, we'll see if You know, that'd be a key loss, you know, if she's not able to come back in this game tonight. And she'd had a pretty good first half. 3 minutes to go. We're back to it. 24-12. It's been all Panthers here in the second quarter. Here's Shoup right side. And that pass is intercepted by Klotz. Just a lazy pass by Shoup is picked off by Samantha Klotz. Panthers back into the front court with their largest lead. Klotz at the elbow. Lost it. It's on the floor. But Stidham, left side, a little ball fake. Steps into a 17-foot shot. It's an air ball. And a rebound for Dawson Cochran. And the Cobras trim into this deficit. And right when I say that, there's a steal. Another turnover going all the way as Throssell. And it's blocked from behind. And now it's thrown out of bounds. And last touch by Throssell. The Cobras catching a massive break there. That could have been an easy two for Throssell, but kind of took the foot off the pedal, so to speak, there, and just kind of slowed down, allowed the Cobras to get back in transition.
Yeah, definitely needed a quick jump stop there. Just kind of maybe overlooked that low key, just trying to stop and go up. And like I said, overlooked it and couldn't make it.
Well, we'll see a freshman in for the Cobras, and that's Jennifer Mellies, who checks in for the first time tonight. Here's Dawson Cochran, sets the feet, fires a three, it's in and out, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Mellies, and Klotz able to take it away from her. Panthers pushing, 2 minutes to go in the half, they lead it 24-12. Here's Broaddus at the free throw line, darts a pass to Stidham, a triple on the way, this one a little bit short. Fighting for it is Klotz, she'll save it underneath, and finally the Cobras come away with it. As Mellies is able to pick it up, she'll go coast to coast all the way, missed the layup. Cochran gets the rebound on the opposite side and is fouled on the floor. 1:45 to go. And this should put Cochran at the free throw line, unless that's just team foul number four. So the next foul by Royal Valley would put the Cobras at the line. 24-12. Chesney Cochran gets it top of the key. Dribbles left. Stops on the wing. Top of the key it goes. Now Bosley fires a contested three. It's an air ball. And Madison Massey saying it was tipped by Klotz. It was hard to tell. It was well contested. And that's going to be a shot that goes out of bounds. And now the Panthers get it back with a minute 35 to go in this half and a 24-12 lead. Stidham into the right corner as Sheets fires and buries a right corner three. Second triple of the half for Sheets. She's got six. And the Panthers now with a 15-point first half lead. Chesney Cochran will try to answer a three of her own. That one is long, and Throssell able to battle it in the far side corner and get the rebound for the Panthers. Panthers momentum and pushing. Sheets has it on the dribble. Top of the key to Stidham. Coming up on the final minute to go in this first half. All Panthers here in the second quarter. Brought us back to Stidham. David Boucher, head coach of the Panthers, barking out the signals far sideline. Right side Throssell. Brought us gets it at the elbow. Turns into a double team. Klotz on Cochran. Shot is good. Tough angle, and Samantha Klotz finding it off the window again. Tim Duncan would approve. It's 29-12 as the lead continues to grow for Royal Valley in this second quarter. 33 seconds and counting in this half. I think the Cobras just want to get it to the half to try to reset here, but getting to the free throw line and working inside was Dawson Cochran. And it stops the clock at 28 seconds to go. They'll get the foul here on Throssell. That's her second. Team foul number five, but what a second quarter performance here by the Panthers. This was a 12-8 game at the end of one, and they have hung up 17 here in the period. It's a 17-4 quarter right now as Cochran will try to at least stop the bleeding a little bit. She'll make the first free throw, and she leads Jackson Heights with 6 points. It is 29-13. Second by Cochran is good. So she gets them both. She's got seven. And it's 29-14. 25 seconds to go. Panthers want to play for the final shot. Here's Stidham, the junior, into the front court. Gets a high ball screen from Broaddus. She'll roll. It's not there. Backs it back out with now 15 seconds. Works it around the wing. Throssell left corner. Now Klotz at the elbow with 10 seconds. Back to the top of the key it goes with Sheets. Now 6 seconds. They want Klotz. They get it to her inside. Floats it up, and it gets in there with 2 seconds to go. What a first half for the Panthers as they lead it 31-14. Klotz with a near double-double here at the half. Boy, the Panthers with a dominant second period, and they lead this one 31-14 at the half. Halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Our girls game at the half. It's Royal Valley 31 and Jackson Heights 14. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Holton. We are thankful for our customers and their trust in us. We support local, live local, and shop local. We encourage our community to bank local so we all grow together. Growing together is stronger together. Wishing our community and our customers season's greetings and happy holidays from the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
Member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Hanzaland Radio.
Time brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Our first basketball broadcast of the season here at Jackson Heights. Royal Valley girls, an impressive second quarter. It was a 12-8 score at the end of the first quarter, but the Panthers outscoring the Cobras 19-6 in the second quarter. And they have a 31-14 halftime lead. Again, alongside Crennan and Kyson Prophet here at the Cobra Channel. Of course, you can watch the broadcast tonight. Go to msesports.net, hit that Listen Live tab, and you can find either KNZA, of course, or pull up the Cobra Channel and watch the broadcast and see what we are seeing in real time. Of course, Colin, our studio producer as well, Brandon Tabman, also with you as well. Well, Crennan, let's talk about it again. A dominant second quarter here by Royal Valley. Again, just Broadus and Klotz, just too much right now in the paint for this Cobras team that right now is lacking a little bit of size, lacking a little bit of depth. And, you know, you look at these first half numbers, Klotz 10 points and 7 rebounds, Broadus 8 points and 3 rebounds. Royal Valley's doing a really good job putting the emphasis on getting it to those two in the paint, and they are making the Cobras pay.
Yeah, no, Royal Valley has been doing a great job. In that second quarter, obviously, the foul counts changed. You saw Jackson Heights leading to the bonus in that first quarter, and then Royal Valley giving up the bonus to the Cobras in the second. But Brodus, great game so far. You mentioned 8 points, 4-for-8 on free throw. She was 4-for-4, but you did jinx her, so unfortunately,
yep,
that was
it. Yep.
But
I'm taking the blame. I said it.
But yes, absolutely amazing, of course. I'm assuming Wustick is going to be out for the rest of the game, but what an amazing quarter she had with those 5 points, that three-point shot. The three-point game has definitely improved for Royal Valley. You saw about three air balls in that first quarter, but now you saw three swishes in the third, two of those swishes coming from Sheet. Just absolutely amazing balls that went in. She put up 6 points by herself in the second quarter, and, of course, you cannot forget Samantha Klotz, who in that second quarter was able to put up 6 points by herself with the 7 rebounds.
Well, let's talk about some of the first half numbers. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tank and Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, for Royal Valley, 10 points for Samantha Klotz. She leads the way. She also had 7 rebounds. Athena Broaddus also with 8 points. She was 4-for-8 at the line with 3 rebounds. Allie Sheets had 2 threes and 6 points. Pano Owasik, of course, again injured in that second quarter. Not sure on her status, but she had 5 points, including a 3 in the first half. And then a point apiece from Avery Stidham and also Kibo Throssell, both earning those at the charity stripe. For Royal Valley, 6-of-12 at the free throw line in the first half. They had 5 turnovers, and they out-rebounded Jackson Heights 15-11. Now for the Cobras, they got 7 in the first half from Dawson Cochran. They got 5 from Taylor Bosley, and then they got 2 from Chesney Cochran. They had 7 turnovers in the first half, and they were 2-of-6 at the line.
Yeah, speaking about rebounds, one thing I noticed is that after this free throw shot, the Royal Valley was missing a lot of free throw shots in that second quarter, but what they did well is that on 3 straight free throw shots, they were able to get the rebound. They didn't score afterwards, so you know you definitely want to take more opportunity after a rebound, but it's nice that, you know, with that unfavorable matchup in that boxing zone, they can still get that rebound and fight for it, and that just shows you the physicality of this Royal Valley team, especially in that second quarter.
Again, our halftime score in the girls' game, it is Royal Valley 31, Jackson Heights 14. They outscored the Cobras 19-6 in that second quarter. We'll take a final 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, and the second half is coming your way next. You're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Our girls game getting ready to start the second half with Royal Valley leading here at Jackson Heights 31-14 alongside Crennan and Kyson Profit with the Cobra Channel. Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabb, and again, our halftime was brought to you by Highland Community College. We got a few scores across our networks here tonight. First full night of basketball as the season is underway. Girls halftime scores, you got Nemaha Central leading Centralia 26-16. Also, Burlington 20, Holton 18. Girls halftime scores. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Well, did the Cobras have a comeback in them? They're down 31-14. They go right to left here in the second half, and we are underway. They go to Cochran inside, guarded by Broaddus. A little turnaround shot, a little too strong. Shoot the offensive rebound, and she puts it in, and the sophomore gets her first point of tonight's game, and it's 31-16, 20 seconds into the third quarter. See if the Cobras have a different sense of urgency, but we know what the Panthers are going to do. Braun is inside. It's partially blocked. Klotz trying to fight for it, and it's tipped out to the top of the key, and Thompson is able to keep this possession alive. Here is Sheets. Left side pass to Throssell. Looking inside, they want Broaddus to get the block, and she is bumped and fouled. 40 seconds into this third quarter. And the foul here is on Buck, and that is her fourth. And that'll bring up Chesney Cochran real quick.
Yeah, a girls team that doesn't have much depth to it, it really hurts losing really any player who is on that starting lineup.
Sheets will throw it in. Broaddus, a little turnaround in the paint. Got it. Athena Broaddus now into double figures with 10. 33-16 Panthers at 50 seconds into this third quarter. Both teams trading buckets here to start this second half. Shoot picks it up, two steps in front of midcourt. Not a good spot to do that, but she gets it off to Cochran. Left side it goes down to Cattrall. Inside, here's Chesney. Chesney walks with it. Eight turnovers now by the Cobras. Panthers get it back a minute into this third period, leading 33-16. Here is Stidham from left to right. Panthers in their all-black road uniforms. Broaddus sets a high ball screen. Sheets at the free throw line. Pulls it and missed everything but backboard. And now fighting for it inside in a jump ball between Cochran and Broaddus. And the Panthers will keep the possession. As Cochran got the miss and then was quickly tied up there by Broaddus. Panthers keep it. Sheets to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard. Dumps it in. Now it goes to Klotz in between the rings out high. Dribbles three times. Waist high with the right hand. Throssell now a touch. Top of the key it goes at Sheets. Now Throssell with it again on the right wing. Knocked away by Klotz, but chasing it down. Here's Stidham with it. Top of the key. Works a little bit more to her right. Now back to the center of the floor. Puts it on the dribble left. Gets a high ball screen, and she walked with it. Six turnovers now by the Panthers. Not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter, 33-16 our score, Panthers in control. The second quarter, the difference so far, they outscored Jackson Heights 19-6 to really blow this game open. Plenty of time, though, for the Cobras to make a rally here. Cochran in the paint, left side, here's a shot by Cattrall, nearly banked it in from 19, but an offensive rebound by Cochran to keep it alive. Now another shot is up, no good, Shoup knocks it out of bounds. And it will stay with Jackson Heights. And now another player slow to get up for Royal Valley. This is Sheets. But appears to be okay. And now they change the call. And it will be Royal Valley basketball. And I think that was the right call. It looked like Shoup was the one that kind of swung it off her hand and out of bounds. So I think the officials made the right call, giving it back to Royal Valley. So 2 minutes in, six to go here in the third quarter. Panthers back into the front court with a 33-16 lead. Here's Stidham. Stops on a dime at the top of the key. Throssell ball fakes. They get it inside to Klotz, and Cochran with a rejection. Good defense. Bosley cleans it up. Now works it up the floor. And now Shoup lost it off her foot. And they're going to say it's out of bounds. As Sheets took another dive there. That could have been a charge. They say it was off the foot of Sheets and out of bounds. So the Cobras keep. And look at this. We see Pana Wolosik check back in. That's great news for the Panthers after she was hobbled with an injury in what was a very good first half for her. She's back on the floor. Cochran inside off the inbounds, trying a turnaround shot that's a little bit strong and brought us another rebound. Now the Panthers trying to get it up the floor quickly, and they were looking for Klotz, and they threw it away. Well, Crittenden, it looks a little bit sloppy here for both sides as we are 2.5 minutes into this third quarter.
Yeah, if you're really, you definitely don't want to get comfortable in this girls' team for Jackson Heights. You definitely don't want to give up because there is still that chance, even though you're down by 17.
Wow, Shoup got away with a push-off, and then she drains a 19-foot two. David Boucher is upset. They called her for that once in the first half. They did not there. Now Throssell tries to answer, and she drills a long two from the right corner. And for Throssell, her first field goal, she's got three. And it's 30-18. Here's Chesney Cochran in the right corner. Hand down, man down. She'll try a long triple. This one's strong off the heel and a rebound for Broaddus. Broaddus now 10 points and 5 rebounds in this game. 35-18 our score. Panthers with the lead and the ball. Broaddus darts a pass inside, deflected and taken away by Shoup. Eight turnovers now by the Panthers. Here's Chesney inside. Lost it. She was right there underneath the bucket, and that'll be a Cobras turnover.
Yeah, the Cobras right now are definitely hurrying things up a little too much. I don't think you need to be under too much distress. There's still 12 minutes, 35 seconds left in this game. They're kind of playing it like, well, there's not much time left.
This was a 12-8 Royal Valley lead after one, but 19-6 their advantage in the second quarter, leading 31-14 at the half. They currently lead 35-18. Just over 4 minutes to go. A long three that is missed by Wawasik and tipped around in the rebound for Cattrall. Cattrall works it into the front court, spins to the free throw line. Here's Chesney, works left. Now Bosley, a left wing triple. This one a little bit strong. Fighting for the rebound inside is Broaddus and Cochran, and it's saved by Dawson, but to nobody, and the ball is still tipped around, and finally, Cobras turn it over. Taken away by Wawasik. Here's Stidham in the right corner. She'll try one. That was a deep three. It missed everything but backboard. And a rebound for Bosley. And both teams a little bit sped up and a little bit sloppy here in the third quarter. Here's Dawson Cochran. Turns on a double team in the paint. Just rolled one out. It is no good. And now Stidham fighting her way in there to get the rebound. A two-on-two break. Long pass to Klotz. She'll slow it down in the far left corner. Now they get it back to the top of the key. And Stidham resets, and David Boucher wants a timeout. Just, again, a little bit sloppy here by both teams. And look at Klotz. She looks gassed. Or is that Wawasik? I think they called Klotz there, and there's the timeout. These girls are gassed. Both teams are sped up here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a full, so we'll step aside. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Royal Valley with a 35-18 lead here at Jackson Heights. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Basketball season is here. We are dialed up on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Find us online, mscsports.net. Hit the listen live. Scroll down, whatever station. If you prefer the radio, we appreciate that. If you want to watch it on the Cobra Channel as well, Royal Valley and Jackson Heights here to open up the basketball season and the girls' game. We got 3:25 to go in this third quarter, and right now Panthers with a pretty comfortable lead at 35-18. They have really controlled this game since the second quarter on, but both teams have been a little spent up here and sloppy in this third quarter, so let's see if it slows down a little bit. Here's Klotz on the right wing. Up top it goes to Stidham. In between the rings out high. Cobras going man-to-man here. They went mostly zone defense in the first half, but going with the man defense here. Here's Sheets, a right side pass that goes to Stidham, guarded by Bosley, puts it on the dribble, one bounce pass, a little turnaround shot with the left hand, no good by Klotz, tipping it up and grabbing it herself, and then she got it taken away by Shoup. Cobras back into the front court, good extra pass, a long two by Cochran, nothing but bottoms for Dawson Cochran. She's got 9 to lead the Cobras, and it's 35-20. 2:44 to go in this third quarter. Both teams have struggled on the offensive end, and for Cochran, a good one to see there go through as they set it up for Wawasik for three, and off the injury in the second quarter, she buries her second triple. She's got 8, and a good response there makes it 38-20. Beautiful stroke from the top of the key. 2:20 to go, clock moving third quarter. Go inside, Chesney working on Broaddus, gets underneath. It's Chesney to Dawson, shot is up, spins out, no good, but a foul, and Dawson will go to the free throw line, looking to get into double figures here, and the foul is on Sheets. That is her first, or correction, that is her second.
Cochran, last time up at the free throw line, went 2 for 2, one of the best shooters on this Jackson Heights team. She's just been dominant throughout all of her years from the free throw line, just a sound player, and there you go. You know, Brandon, you should take a note from me, not just when they go up to the line, and that one puts her 3 and 3.
Well, what if I say it now? She's 3 for 3 at the line. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go.
It's not my fault. She goes 2 for 2. So she's got 11. Now we get a timeout here by Madison Massey. After 2 points for the Cobras at the stripe, makes it 38-22. at 2:13 to go. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Get our timeouts all season long, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break, and you're looking for that perfect snack, whether it's a concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, dialed up here on the Cobra Channel, Crendon and Kyson alongside Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Right now the Panthers in control, leading by 16, 38-22, late third quarter. Well, if you're Madison Massey here and you're inside that huddle, what's kind of the conversations like there?
Well, right now you're telling your team, well, one, you know, you've definitely done great not getting as many fouls as you did in that first quarter, but one thing that you haven't been doing is you haven't been boxing out a lot. You've lost the rebound battle. You've played sloppy. I mean, both teams have played sloppy this quarter, but try to play a clean game here. Bring this thing close. We're, you know, getting close to that fourth quarter. Right now you want to get this within a 10-point game, and from there, you know, see what you can get, you know, with those 8 minutes left in the fourth.
2:13 to go in the third. A 16-point Royal Valley lead at 38-22. Out of the timeout, looks like the Cobras are going to go a little full-court pressure here. They get it into Sheet. Right back to Wawasik. Brings it into the front court from left to right, guarded by Shoup. Cobras going man-to-man here in the second half so far. In between the rings out high, it's Stidham. Couple waist-high dribbles with the right hand, now crossing over to her left. Stops on the elbow, kicks it right wing. Wawasik again, a long three. This one is a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound. Broadus has it, and then tied up by Shoup, and it's a jump ball. And the possession arrow, I think, is going to give it to Jackson Heights. A little late call there by the official.
You know that young sophomore for Jackson Heights, Bryn Shoup, what an aggressive player that she's been tonight. It feels like she's always diving in and getting aggressive. You know, arguably, you know, maybe sometimes a little too aggressive, but overall, you love that effort that she's been able to give, and it's definitely helped switch a lot of possessions for this Cobra team to give them a bunch of chances.
Well, if you're Jackson Heights, can you win the final 142 here? You're down 38-22. You got the ball. They go inside, and Cochran quickly doubled, and a foul. Two shots coming up here, so they are being a little more aggressive, trying to get Dawson the ball inside, and she's going back to the free throw line. And they get Throssell with the foul. That is her third, and both teams right now with just two fouls apiece here in the quarter. Dawson, the leading scorer, she's now 5 for 5 at the line after that first make. She's got 12. Bosley with 5. Shoup has 4. Now Cochran's been the leader, no doubt. She's now 6 for 6 at the line. She's got 13. 6 here in the quarter, makes it 38-24. Cobra is still showing some pressure in the full court here. Stidham gets it across the timeline, gets a high ball screen, Klotz bumped away. Now back to Sheets out high, two steps in front of midcourt, now works it back towards the top of the key, another Klotz screen, backdoor cut to Stidham, and she puts it in. Beautiful pass by Sheets, and a nice backdoor cut and finish by Stidham, who's got her first field goal. She's got 3, makes it 40-24 with 70 seconds to go in the quarter. That was a nicely run play there in response by Royal Valley with Sheets and Stidham. Final minutes of this third quarter. A 16-point Panthers lead. Now Chesney Cochran gets a post touch. Now throws it back into the backcourt. Shoup had to save it and kept it from going over the midcourt stripe, which would have been a turnover. Chesney again on the block. That's got to be an offensive foul, and there it is. Well, Chesney was working on Throssell and clearly put her elbow up to try to get positioning and went right underneath the chin. And 10 times out of 10, that's going to get called. Third foul on Chesney Cochran. That is the now 11th turnover of the game by Jackson Heights. 40-24, Royal Valley. 47.8 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. Cobras will kind of lackluster full-court pressure, but nearly came away with a steal. Now Wawasik has it left side on the wing. Beautiful little runner, and banks it in from the left elbow. Hanno Wawasik, the 5'9 freshman. Now three players with 10 points apiece. Wawasik, Broadus, and Klotz all in double figures here. 42-24, the Panthers lead at 25 seconds to go in the quarter. What do the Cobras do here? They go inside. Mellies, who just checked back in, the freshman, and she lost it, trying to fight for it, and it's ripped away and stolen by Wawasik. Wawasik with 14 seconds to go, coming away with a steal. Now Boucher calling out the final signal here, 7 seconds to go. Stidham with a high ball screen from Broadus, takes it all the way, kicks it left, Sheets, 2 seconds to go. Wawasik, a look from three. It is good. Tano Wawasik, are you kidding me? What a third quarter. 45-24. She buries her third three of the game and has 13 points. And the Panthers with a strong finish in the final 90-plus seconds. Well, we head to the fourth quarter in this girls' contest. And Royal Valley leading this one 45-24 here at Jackson Heights. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Well, Jackson Heights, they need a furious rally here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Panthers. Broaddus gets a look inside to start the period. Klotz, though, with an offensive rebound, and then a three is missed by Sheets. And now another chance here cleared away by Bosley. Girls game right now. Royal Valley with a 45-24 lead, trying to answer as Dawson Cochran from three, but Chesney grabbing the rebound there. And the Cobras reset. Jackson Heights, it was more competitive in that third, but they didn't gain any ground. But there's a right wing three by Taylor Bosley, who now has eight. That's her second triple tonight. Makes it 45-27 Royal Valley. 45 seconds into this final quarter. Here's Sheets splitting a couple defenders, getting in the paint. Shot no good, a little strong, rebound and a foul. Cochran approaching a double-double. She's got eight rebounds. And the foul is on Throssell. That is her fourth. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go in this game. An 18-point Royal Valley lead at 45-27. Here is shoot for Jackson Heights to bring it into the front court. Going from right to left. Guarded by Throssell. Works it all the way to the right corner. Now steps into a 16-foot jump shot, and it's good. Bryn Shute now with six. All here in the second half. Makes it 45-29 at 6:50 to go. Well, you need stops and you need buckets. You would think at this point the Panthers don't need to be too sped up here with a nice little lead. They have played super well since that first quarter where it was back and forth contested, and there's a turnover as Royal Valley throwing that one away. Here's Bosley into the front court. Now Dawson Cochran curls in the paint all the way to the rack, but missed the layup. And Klotz clears it. And here's Wawasik, a one-on-two break. She'll throw up the shot. No good, but she's fouled by Catrell. Second foul on Savannah Catrell. How about this freshman, Pano Wawasik, who, again, injured her ankle in the second quarter and missed some time. But she's hit three threes in this game and leads the Panthers with 13 points. Look at how high that free throw was. She missed it short. And here's Stidham back into the game. She will replace Throssell again, who has four fouls.
You know, Wawasik did not come into this game as a starter, but I guarantee that she is earning a starting role as this game goes on, especially being able to come off an injury mid-game and then, you know, put up points that she's putting up right now.
Another high-arcing free throw. That was strong off the heel. Battle contested, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with Royal Valley. It was last touched, I believe, by Bosley inside, so... Well, for the Cobras, you got what you wanted there. Two missed free throws, but you couldn't nab the rebound. Can the Panthers make them pay here? Nice pass into the corner. They let Wawasik open for three. This one missed everything but air. And that one tipped out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Royal Valley. So the Cobras get it back at 6:11 to go in the game, trailing here 45-29. I think we could be in store for a pretty good boys game here coming up after this one. Jackson Heights will have a lot of similar faces. There's a nice move by Shoup and a little step back jumper Now 8, all in the second half by Shoup, and it's 45-31.
Yeah, back-to-back hoops by Shoup.
There you go. Here's a 3 and an answer from the right wing by Sheets. And Sheets with 9 points and 3 threes, and Boucher calls a timeout. What an answer. Makes it 48-31. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. In that second quarter, a 19-6 advantage for Royal Valley. Blew it open to a 31-14 halftime lead, and Cobras played a much more competitive third quarter, but they were still outscored 14-10, so you still lost ground. And it was 45-24 entering this quarter. Now we've played, what, a couple minutes, and it's 48-31. So the clock is slowly working against the Cobras here. It's just we're under 6 minutes to go. And that was a huge shot by Sheets. As Wawasik has hit three threes, Sheets has also hit three threes. So those two, along with Broadus and Klotz inside, it's been a good outside-inside mix for David Boucher and Royal Valley here in game one, but can they hold on? Out of the timeout, Cobras work it into the front court with Shoup. Hands it off to Dawson Cochran. Little weave action around the perimeter. Picks it up on the right wing. Up top to Bosley. Bosley waist-high dribbles. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers. Under 5.5 minutes to go. 48-31 our score. Here's Shoup again. Left side. Chesney open for three. This one a little bit strong. Fighting for the rebound. Broadus has it. Broadus and Klotz may both end up with double-doubles in this game. They have really controlled the glass in the rebounding category. Panthers back into the front court. 3 minutes down. 5 to go in this fourth quarter. They lead it by 17 here on the road. Well, this was a game last year that Jackson Heights won 60-31. Of course, it was a different look and different roster with a couple thousand-point scores. Broadus gets the rebound off her own miss, missing a second chance, and now it's tipped back to Stidham, who throws up a shot from the free-throw line. It is good, and the fouler, I think they might have called it on the floor, or they called a blocking foul, so the shot's no good. Might have been an and-one opportunity, but they get the foul here on Catchrell. That's her third, and Stidham's going to shoot two here, and the first one is a little bit off. She tried to bank that one in, but no good.
Yeah, last time Stidham went up to the line, she was 1-for-2. This time, it's about to be the same story.
Well, Stidham's got 3 points, and now 4. She's now 2-for-4 at the line, and it's 49-31 at 4:40 to go. Panthers by 18. Here's Shoup working right, stops on the wing, swings it back left here to Cochran, works it back to the top of the key. Chesney trying to set a screen for her older sister. Now picked it up. Good defense there by Sheets. Now back to the top of the key with Bosley. Cobras running out of time. Just 4:20 to go. They're down 18. Here's Shoup along 2. It is an air ball. But it's an offensive rebound, though, by Dawson Cochran to keep it alive. Now Shoup open top of the key. She'll fire a 3. It is short. Another offensive rebound here for Catchrell this time. Now a third opportunity. Shoup again from the elbow. Partially blocked and a rebound for Wawasik. Good defense there by Sheets. Getting a fingertip on it. We're halfway gone in the fourth quarter. Panthers with the ball in control, a 49-31 lead. Well, the Panthers last season in a 4-17 year averaged 44 points per game. They already got 49 here in the season opener. It's now 3:40 to go. Tell the Panthers slowing it down. Here's Wawasik again. She tees one up. Not this time. Missing strong on a straight on 3. Finally, Bosley able to corral the rebound. Cobras have done a much better job on the glass here in the second half, but again, the offensive struggles have continued. 49-31, Royal Valley at 3:20 to go. Cobras in the front court, man-to-man defense here still by the Panthers. Cochran has it in the right, towards the right corner. Now top of the key it goes. This is Catchrell. Now Bosley. Well, Crendon, not a lot of sense of urgency here for the Cobras. You're down 18, but they're certainly just kind of working it slowly around the perimeter, and it's easy to guard a standing object, and there's not a lot of movement, and now a turnover after all that. Deflected by Broadus, picked up by Klotz.
Yeah, the way Dawson and Taylor have been shooting all night, you would have kind of expected just to try to throw up a shot, but then just, you know, keeping it pretty conservative, especially with, you know, not much time left in this game, expired with 2:40 left.
Well, it's 49-31, where it's about 2.5 minutes to go. There's a pass for Klotz inside, and now bodies hit the floor. This should be a jump ball. And Shoup was in there, and that's going to be a turnover. Cobras get it back. Now six turnovers here in the second half, 11 for the game for Royal Valley. As we'll see Jennifer Buck back in, who picked up four fouls, or her fourth foul early in the second half, and has had to sit for a good chunk of this second half, but she's back in with 2.5 minutes to go, and Royal Valley leading by 18. Be an impressive win for the Panthers on the road to get their season started. With Jefferson West on the schedule on Tuesday night, there's a missed shot, clots another rebound, and she's well got more than 10 rebounds, a double-double here in game one for Samantha Klotz. Going to be one of the best players in the Big 7 this season. Oh boy, really been impressed with Wasik, the freshman, who's got 13 and 3 threes. Even coming back from that injured ankle in the first half, she tried to lob one into Broadus, but a good defensive play by Buck to come away with a steal. Now a whistle and a foul on Wasik near midcourt. That'll be her second. Well, we've talked about the new rule with the fouls, and I think it's been a pretty well-officiated game. We haven't seen a whole lot of fouls. We saw some free throws in the first quarter, but outside of that, numbers have been pretty far down, and we haven't seen a whole lot of free throws here in the second half as Boucher and Royal Valley going to take a timeout here. We'll keep it right here. And our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So, again, if you're Jackson Heights here, where do you kind of go from here? Obviously, up next, you get ACCHS. But, again, it was close early. Panthers really dominated that second quarter, built a nice lead, and they've really kind of kept it at arm's length pretty much since that second quarter.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, they're definitely going to have an uphill battle this year, like I said earlier. Predicted to be sixth in the NAKO. You know, they have a lot to fight for, especially against ACCHS, JCN, some of those schools that, you know, they're going to be competing pretty high and mighty for the NAKO. And you know, this game doesn't really matter a whole lot. You're going against a 3A. Even though last year you did absolutely obliterate this team, I think you just kind of let this one go behind you and look forward to the competition. I mean, you have the next four games you have before the big holiday break.
Pretty balanced for Royal Valley. Again, Pamela Wasik, the freshman, 13 points and three threes. Athena Broadus has 10. Samantha Klotz also with 10. Also 11 rebounds for Klotz, so she's got a double-double here in game one. She averaged 9 rebounds a game last year. And she's got 11 unofficially here in the first game of 23 and 24. Now that ball thrown in, and that one is taken away by Klotz in a steal. And now the Panthers just slow it up across midcourt to now a minute 40 to go and up 18. They're going to trickle this time down. Impressive night here for the Panthers with three and double figures. Blew the game open in the second quarter, and they have really not looked back since. Here's Wasik trying to find Broadus inside, deflected out of bounds by Dawson Cochran. It'll stay here with Royal Valley with 1:23 to go. Wasik will throw it in, looking, now chucks it into the backcourt, nearly deflected by Bosley, but Stidham comes away with it. Left side to Sheets. Sheets has had a nice return after missing last year with an injury. She's got 9 and 3 threes. Final 70 seconds. Again, the Cobras not too aggressive here on the defensive end in what is a 18-point advantage for Royal Valley at 49-31. Stidham right side to Sheets. Thought about stepping left. Now does so around a screen. Not much with it. Guarded here by Cantrell. Now Wasik with 50 seconds to go. So again, for Royal Valley, after this one tonight, they go to Jeff West on Tuesday. The next two games next week will actually both be on the road. Jeff West Tuesday, they'll be at Sabetha on Friday. Wasik throws kind of up a wild shot. And now the Cobras clear it and throw it away. So 31 seconds to go. Panthers get it back. They can probably just run this one out. Neither team has really done much scoring here in the fourth quarter. Really, the second half was kind of a struggle for both teams on offense. And again, the Panthers had a big enough lead that Cobras just really not able to threaten. I think they had gotten it back to maybe 12 or 14 at one point in that third quarter, but that was as close as the Cobras got. Final 10 seconds as they work it around the perimeter. Stidham has it in between the rings out high. And our first broadcast of the season, it's going to be the Big 7 over the NEKL here in this one. As our girls' game is final, it is a 49-31 victory for the Royal Valley Panthers and head coach David Boucher. Off to a 1-0 start as the Cobras drop 2-0-1. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, our girls' final. It is Royal Valley 49, Jackson Heights 31. We'll recap it when we come back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our girls' game final. First basketball broadcast of the season here on KNZA, also on the Cobra Channel, alongside Crennan and Kyson Profit, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. In all Royal Valley in the girls' game, 49-31. Panthers, pretty dominant performance. Again, Crennan, as we look kind of at the overall thoughts here, game was back and forth early. First quarter, it was 12-8. But Royal Valley put it on the Cobras with a 19-6 advantage in the second quarter. They took a 31-14 lead at the half. Cobras really couldn't get it within more than or under 14, really, the rest of the way. I mean, Royal Valley certainly kept it at arm's length after that second quarter, and they had a pretty good performance here with three in double figures.
Yeah, the Cobras only won one quarter, and that was the fourth quarter. But, you know, they only won by three in that quarter. But by then, it was already a 19-point lead for this Royal Valley team. And, you know, Brodus had an amazing game, had that double-double, you know, the real, you know, big MVP and a close clutch. And if I had to give a comeback player of the game, I'd give Wawasik, who was able to come back off that injury. You know, she had three threes on the game, 13 points total with two rebounds. She did absolutely amazing for this Panthers team overall. These Panthers, they came in against a team that, you know, has dominated them, and they're able to, you know, come out, flip that script, because last year Royal Valley, they gave 50 points a game. Jackson Knights were averaging nearly 60 points a game. And tonight they held Jackson Knights to 31 points, and they themselves, Royal Valley, who puts up 44 points a game, were able to put up 49.
Yeah, Royal Valley last year gave up over 51 points per game, but they were well good on both ends of the floor. As, again, they won 49-31 here at Jackson Heights. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Odler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, the Royal Valley numbers, they had three in double figures. As Crendon mentioned, Pano Owasik, the 5'9 freshman, 13 points to lead the way. She had three threes and a couple of rebounds as well. Athena Broaddus with 10 points and 8 rebounds. Samantha Klotz had a double-double, 10 points and 11 rebounds. Allie Sheets also hit three threes and had 9 points in her return. 4 points from Avery Stidham, and then 3 points from Kibo Throssell. Some of the overall numbers for Royal Valley, 27 rebounds. They had 12 turnovers. They were 7 of 16 at the free throw line and hit 6 threes. For Jackson Heights, again falling to 0-1, they were led by Dawson Cochran. She was a rebound shy of a double-double. She had 13 points and 9 rebounds. She was perfect at the line. She was 6-for-6 at the stripe. 8 points apiece from Bryn Shoup and Taylor Bosley, and also 2 points as well from Chesney Cochran. 14 turnovers for the Cobras. They had 24 rebounds. They were 6-of-10 at the line, and they hit 3 from behind the arc. Again, the girls' final, it is Royal Valley 49 and Jackson Heights 31. Now time to announce our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Crendon, I like the freshman here. I like Pano Owasik again, who went down what appeared to be a pretty nasty little ankle injury in that second quarter. She hit a three, kind of came down awkward, and she was really riding around in pain, but she comes back in the second half. It's 2 more threes. 8 of her 13 in the second half. She hits 3 threes, and the freshman, a big piece for the Panthers tonight.
Yeah, no, Owasik, absolutely amazing. A freshman, and that's what makes this even more amazing for a player of the game to be a freshman. You know, they come in, and not only do they come in, injure themselves in the second quarter after an amazing three-point shot, and then it's almost like that injury never happened. It didn't faze them. They weren't scared to jump up with a three-point shot and land back down. They were able to face that adversity. They had 3 three-point shots total made. You know, they led the team in scoring with those 13 points, those 2 rebounds. It's kind of a no-brainer to give a player like her who put so much effort on the floor tonight, especially, you know, when she was bringing the ball down the court, to give her player of the game.
So again, Pano Owasik for Royal Valley, our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to wrap up the girls' broadcast. We're pretty short on time here. We're only going to have about a 5-minute break here.